This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Nun Gimel. And today we're going to learn Sif Chaf Vav and begin Siman Nun Dalet B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Kohol Shenohagu L'manois Anoshim Al Tzarchei HaTzibur L'Zman. A congregation who are accustomed to appoint people for the needs of the tzibur for a certain amount of time. Basically, in the classic setup in a shul where there's like a board, their board of trustees, there's a president, a vice president, a gaba even, and they're hired for the not they're hired, but they're voted into a position for 2 years. And then when 2 years are over, other people take their place. So the halacha is, whether to dam for the amud, bein lekupa shel tzedakah, to be in charge of the communal funds, bein leshar menuyim atzvichim atzibur, bein shenoylem mayim sachar, bein shenem noylem, whether they get paid or not. Afilu loy kavu lahem zman, even if they didn't say exactly how long they're going to serve. Staman kepeirushan, without any explicit appointment and qualification, it's like it was enunciated that they're only in that role for a certain amount of time. Since that's the custom. Haga, yesh mi shekasav, some write, d'shel tzibur yispalo mitoich sefer hamiyuchad letzibur, devadai nichtoiv l'shma. Interesting. Some say the shel tzibur, when he davens, he should daven from a special sefer which is designated for the tzibur, because it was definitely written for his name. What does that mean? Says in Mishabrus of Katan Pevav, Hatzibur Lizman. Ayin b'tshuvas chemda shloimai, simen zayin, besachru chazen lizman gimel sham. Let's say they hired a chazen for 3 years. Demasik ahach dina dahacha, who he questions the din mentioned here, du dafka b'makam sham minog shal achar zman yetsu elu. It's only if it's a place where the minhag is that after the time passes, the current appointees move on. But nowadays, when somebody steps into a role, they don't remove him unless there's some kind of suspicion. Don't move a guy out of a position for nothing. You don't want to create any suspicion. Unless they explicitly stipulated. After the time that was determined, then the time elapses, and both parties could retract. And the new appointee would need to be accepted, and a new vote, ayin sham. So basically, the Chidush Hashem is pointing out that nowadays, it's going. Often they would keep people in their role unless there was a problem with somebody. So you shouldn't just remove somebody because you want to put in somebody new. You know, oh, we need to get new blood in. Yeah, you need to get new, but the first guy has to marry off his kids. You know, people are going to say, yeah, everything's good, but he used to be the gabbai. What happened? Nobody knows. You know, you don't want to create that kind of thing. Now, what is this inyan that the Rama brings that the Sheol Sibur Shadam from a designated Siddur? Perish nichtav l'shem shamayim v'loy l'shem hisbarus. It was written for the sake of heaven and not glory. Now, the Dirshu brings from Rav Moshe that a siddur of an individual, you don't have to be makbid. But we see from here, bottom line, is that the way a siddur was written, it makes an impression in the way the tefillah's, in the tefillah's efficacy. Therefore, you should be careful not to daven from a siddur that there's a chash that was published through Chilul Shabbos, even if Goyim did it. How could you daven with something that's a kategar? Also, you should be careful not to learn from Svarim that there's a chash, it was published on Shabbos. In general, should a person daven from a siddur? the Dershu brings that later on, Siman Tzadik Gimel Siv Katan Beis, that Arizal was mespala from a siddur to be mechavein and not to swallow a nekuda. And it depends. If you are familiar with every shvana, shvanach, mil el mara without a siddur, then of course you don't need a siddur. But if, let's say, you sometimes have a hard time remembering what's a shvana, what's a shvanach, what's a mil el mara. Now, many siddurim don't even tell you what's a shvana, shvanach. They don't necessarily tell you what's a mil el mara. So first thing is you want to get a siddur that tells you. Okay, weiter. Even if the siddur for the individual is in a better print, but if the siddur was written for the shatz, it was probably written lishma. Uvasfarim hanefasim, printed svarim ein chilek bein shel tzibur liyachad, it doesn't matter if it was for the community or the individual. Kazav primogadam nachain af liyachad lesvam mitach hasiddur. Primogadam says an individual should daven from a siddur koshken shel tzibur. Certainly the shel tzibur, she'emat tzibur alav she'isbal bifnim. The fear, the awe of the tzibur is upon him that he should daven inside. The koyin shel tzibur chazen. The shel tzibur is called a chazen. Why? Shetzarch lirois heich yikra. He needs to be looking how everything should be read. The targum vayar vachazi. The targum of the word vayar is vachazi. So a chazen is somebody who sees. Okay. Simen nundalad. Dinim hashayachim liyishtabach. The halachos that are applicable to yishtabach. So we're ready up to yishtabach. Yishtabach inoy poisachas bivaruch. Yishtabach does not open with the word baruch. Lefish yismuch lebaruch shamar. Because it's juxtaposed to baruch shamar. Shishteyan niskenu al psukei dezimra. They're both enacted on psukei dezimra. Zu lefneim vezu lachreim. One before, one after. It says mishmaru shismucha. V'af agav de psukim mafsikim enim. Even though many psukim interpose, lai have a hefsik. It's not a hefsik. The Levush explains, says the Dershu, all the psukim are shiros v'sishbachos. K'may bracha achreina shebekriya shema, oy shebehalel, like the final bracha of shema, or halel, shegam kin inim aschas baruch mahaytama, also does not begin with baruch for the same reason, even though there's a big interposition, either with shema or with halel, sif beiz. Ein lanois amein achar melech mula betishbachos. When the Chazan says, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Molah Batishbachos from Yishtabach, don't say Amen, because you're answering premature. The bracha is not over until Kelo Aydois Adon Anaflois, Habaycheh B'Shir Zimra, Melech Kel Cheho Elamim, El Achar Cheho Elamim, Shesham Hussiyam HaBracha. That's where the bracha ends. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Batishbachos, Zu Hayo Nuschasai. Their nusach was Melech Molah Batishbachos. Our nusach is Avon nischaseinu kel melech gadol batishbachais. V'roitzolaymer sha'acher shesim asher tzibur biyishtabach baruch ato Hashem kel melech gadol batishbachais lo yana shemad malze amen. No one should answer amen. That kati lo yavasim habracha. The bracha is not finished. Ad shamar gam kein kel ha'hoidais v'chulu ad chei ha'olamim. B'nusach chei ha'olamim yesh garsim b'tzeire. Some say chei ha'olamim. Now, what's the difference between chay and chai? What's going on here? What's the difference between chay and chai? The difference is, the Tosfos Yom Tov says, chay means he's mechaya ha'olamim. That's why later on the Mishnah Berurah says, "Bareinu fashos rabbis chasrainam al kavash vaz lachis b'hem nevesh gav baruch chei ha'elamim." There, the Mishnah Berurah sides with the girsa chei. Some have a girsa chai. Va'afilu l'dei azu mikamakoim yoimar ha'elamim behei ki perushay chai b'shnei ha'elamim. So chay ha'olamim means he's mechaya, he gives life to. Chay ha'olamim means he lives in both worlds. V'shal ba'al mazman l'ba. Sounds like which one does the Mishnah Berurah side with? He's not siding. Sivkat and Gimel, Sheshamhu, Tsarchi and Imutar Azah Havsiglanis Ameni Hishmar Kedusha, Kimamir Echadhu Ad Saif. Let's say you hit the Chazan says, Melech, Kael Melech Gadaba Tishbachais. Could you at that point answer, Ameni Hishmei Rabba? Or do we say, no, you can't interrupt until the whole Kael Hoidos Adana Vazabach Rishon Melech Kael Cheo Elmim, Vain Bechayadam Kal Heis, if you'd Gimel, the Bechol Bracha Kitsara, every short Bracha, Asr lahafsik beemtza, it's asr to interrupt in the middle. Afilul ameni hishmera b'kedusha, v'yesh l'chalek v'tzarachian. The Chayadim says, let's say you're making a shahakal. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. And you hear, you're not allowed to answer ameni hishmera b'. You can't even say kadosh kadosh. So maybe here you can't answer ameni hishmera b' in the chasim of this bracha v'tzarachian. Now, what's the difference between a bracha kitzar and a bracha arucha? The Bir Halacha says later on in Siman Samach Gimel, in Siman Samach Vav Siv Gimel, by a bracha kitzar, if you make a hefsik, you can connect the end of the bracha to the Shem and the Malchus. Accordingly, even a bracha arucha, you can't interrupt after you say Baruch Ata Hashem at the end. What about b'di'eved if a person was mafsik? The chay adam is masupik, whether you have to go back to the beginning. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll hold it over here. We'll pick it up Monday, Bezus Hashem, in Sif Gimel. Thank you for joining today. Have a wonderful Shabbos. You could join us at 10:45. For some shiurim on the parsha, unless you actually have to go to work. Okay, kol tov everyone. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.